When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100 megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Sports Radio 610 presents Seth Payne and Sean Pendergast.
We coming to H time. Let's get the work in, man. Let's go.
Great day. Great day. Oh, give me some juice, baby.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's happening, everybody?
Hold on. I put it in the wrong hole. Let me see. Okay. All right. We're good, Sean. Let's see.
Your headphones are on, Seth.
I had my headphone jack in the wrong,
story.
The wrong input.
Yeah. What's happening, everybody?
Sometimes you think it's just right next to the other one.
Thursday. One of them's bigger. Thursday. One's bigger than the other. Yeah, it's a
normal Friday. Yeah. If you're on the football calendar.
Right, right.
It's very confusing.
It's a football Thursday on Sports Radio 610.
Over there, usually you'd have a young Seth Payne stumbling in at 4 a.m. Saying, "Coach, what is this? A normal Friday?" And then that's how you go.
Yep.
Forget your Gregorian calendar.
Tomorrow's the travel day. Yeah. So yeah, it's man. The week it does feel a little strange. Like it's Thursday, but the game's really close here coming up.
Yeah. I'm tired of these athletes whining about this short schedule that they have. When you and I and the rest of the Texans fans, we have real life to worry about.
That's right.
You and I have fake jobs. But other than that, we've got real life to worry about.
The holiday season, it can be a little stressful for people at times. Oh, so there is that.
It is, yeah. So this year, adding to the tumult.
Yeah.
With all the
shopping.
Except you do have extra excuses for getting away from your family.
Well, they asked D'Amico about that on the coach's show this week.
Getting away from his family?
Well, they asked about Christmas shopping.
Yeah.
And how you get that done. They asked both him and Nick. It was really funny, the two answers. D'Amico's like, I outsource all that to my wife. You know, like he's I think Jamila is his wife's name. I can't remember what his wife's name is. I'm off the top of my head. Sorry, D'Amico, and your wife. But he's like, the wife takes care of all that. Boy, Nick had a much more targeted answer. He was very, like, very precise about how he allocates
time and resources to shopping.
Did it during the bye week.
Yeah.
And how specifically there were times on the calendar where you can go do things and stuff. I thought it was very intriguing. D'Amico's was very much a swarm answer, which is, I just swarm that stuff all over to my wife and family to do.
That's good.
And Nick was much more GM-like about it, like very targeted about it, very efficient, very, you know, just...
Well, I don't, you know, I think...
Very plan-oriented.
What do we hope for D'Amico is that in the transition to becoming a genuine head coach, instead of just a coordinator, which every single new head coach has to do, it's about delegating. Yeah. Are you comfortable delegating?
Yeah.
And I'm glad that D'Amico is comfortable delegating. Meanwhile, with your GM, you want a little bit of the micromanager in him, you know? So I like this.
Yeah.
I feel like this is good.
Yep. So Christmas shop. Why the Texans' hierarchy's Christmas shopping habits have me enthusiastic about the future of this football team.
I didn't want to knock us off track, but just the reason I was holding a laugh in when you talked about not knowing D'Amico's wife's name.
Yeah.
There was a skit once on SNL with a game show called What's Your Friend's Wife's name or girlfriend's name.
Really?
Name your friend's girlfriend, and they would bring their guys up. And he'd be like, hey, Jim. Hey, you.
Yeah. Hey, sweetie. Yeah.
You're a former sales guy, so you know to keep notes on all this stuff.
I do.
People's families and everything.
I do have, there's a lot of people I have their wives' names in my notes and stuff like that. Yeah. But I went through a period in the last few years where I got really bad about listening to what people's names were when I met them. Like, really bad. I used to be really good at it, and that was a New Year's resolution of mine this year. And I'm told one tactic you can use is when you meet somebody, repeat their name.
Yeah.
Oh, nice to meet you. You know, if you, oh, nice to meet you, Seth.
Yeah.
You know, and just say it over and over again.
Plus, people
repetition.
Like hearing that. They say people love hearing their
firm
own name.
Firm handshake and hearing their own name. That's what they like these days.
Firm handshake's dicey, man. It's hard to gauge. Sometimes I go too hard. You know you've gone too hard
when
somebody's like, whoa,
there.
Yeah, but I'm never trying to be that overpowering person.
Right.
If anything, I try to minimize however intimidating I might be because of my size.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but you also don't want to give a limp handshake.
You can't go limp.
So you can always go, you always want to err on the side of a little too hard.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. That's what everybody says.
But then, sometimes it's an elderly person. You're like, well, I don't want
to. I don't want to
break a bone.
Yeah.
But then that old codger just crushes you like he's got a hydraulic press hidden up his sleeve.
Crush a bone in his hand's a funny story.
That's true, and then he feels good about it.
Yeah.
He can die knowing that he's the alpha.
Right. Give him something to live for.
Yeah.
So where are we on Mahomes playing? We think he's playing?
You know what? I'd forgotten to even think about it. He's been a full participant in practice the last 2 days.
Yeah.
I think he's... And honestly, okay, this is what you need to recognize and understand about what the Chiefs are right now. Okay, wash away the minor detail of the 3 Super Bowl victories. As the minor details, the...
Forget about those for a minute.
But it is... I'm joking about that because I'll come back to that.
Yeah.
The Chiefs' offense has scored 329 points this season.
Okay.
The Texans' offense has scored 328 points
this season. So
they're
basically the Chiefs.
These two teams are kind of very, very similar in a lot of ways.
Yeah.
You haven't gotten the production you expected out of your quarterbacks. And a lot of other similarities even on the defensive side of the ball. But the big thing is you can't wash away the fact that the Chiefs, when it comes to crunch time in the fourth quarter or in overtime, they have a lot of veterans that have a lot of crunch time experience. And yes, there's been a little bit of luck involved in some of these close victories, but you just simply cannot discount their ability to get it done when it really, really matters. That's where they have an edge over a lot of teams. But if I knew nothing about the histories of these teams, I would say, well, these look like these are similar football teams facing each other this weekend, and there's opportunity there.
Well, and I think I agree. I think they match up really well.
Yeah.
I think there's some areas that the Chiefs are either deficient or banged up in right now that really match up well with the Texans. Most specifically, the Chiefs' offensive line versus the Texans' pass rush, which is fully healthy right now, ready to go. I think what you say, you're talking about the Chiefs. That's the delta right there between 13-1 and 9-5 is that experience level in all these close games.
Right, I can't wash away the fact that the Chiefs have beaten some really good teams already. They lost to the Bills. The Texans beat the Bills. That's nice. But if we were going to do the NFL, playoff committee, if we were going to decide it by that, you got to look at the quality victories that the Chiefs have over good teams. And they've just been better on the sum total of the season for that.
Andy Reid talked about Mahomes playing. He said, if Patrick can go, he will go.
Yeah, listen, if he can go, he'll go. If he can't, then he can't. I mean, that's even that simple. We're not, that's how we'll roll with it. So, and then I'll just take it day by day and see how he does here. Yeah.
But at this point, there is a chance that he can go. He's not being ruled out.
There's a chance. Yeah, we'll see.
Factor in, you're in a position now where two wins and you get the number one spot. Does that affect your judgment at all?
No, not necessarily. The games count. So, it's a game in the NFL and it counts. And, if your guys can play, they play. As long as it's medically, if they're fine, they go.
Biggest disconnect between the media and head coaches I'm finding out over the last few weeks. We all look at the playoff scenarios in the rest of the season. Andy Reid's like, the Texans are coming here on Saturday. That's right. All I care about. No,
there is something to, unless when it gets very clear cut when you're down at the very end and there's no room for movement or anything, and it's only one game, the last game of the season, right, then it's easy and obvious. I think whenever there's any potential for movement within the playoff standings or anything like that, most coaches, they guard against getting overly clever. Mm-hmm. You don't want to all of a sudden pretend you're, you know, some Machiavellian prince or something that's going to just game everything just perfectly. Just focus on what's in front of you, which is going out and playing football. So the Chiefs still have a chance to capture the number one overall seed, or even the you don't want to squander and just all of a sudden think, oh yeah, we'll just cruise on through the rest of the season. It invites too much complacency into the building, all of that. So I think that I would take it at face value that Reed's going to, you know, allow Mahomes to give him the input into how he feels.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
How nervous would you be if you were a Chiefs fan with Mahomes being in there in this pass rush?
Right, I'd be nervous, especially with the Texans' reputation for violence.
Yes.
They're
mean, angry football team.
Right, yeah. I hope that starts to really seep into people's brains a little bit. You know, we heard Aaron Rodgers on the Pat McAfee show a couple weeks ago talk about how when he saw Azeez Alshire on film, he was asking about him.
Gotta find zero,
Azeez,
man.
Didn't play in that game, but was, if he had, that Aaron Rodgers would have been very aware of where he is.
Yep.
So you lose, obviously, not having Azeez Alshire out there, not having the big hitter that is Jalen Petrie. But Jimmy Ward's got a reputation himself.
He does. Yeah, he does. Jimmy Ward's got a reputation. Mahomes said in his press conference, Andy Reid will have both him and Carson Wentz ready to go.
Coach Reid kind of gave me that confidence to go out there and just push it and see where I'm at. Carson will be ready to go as well. I mean, he prepares as good as anyone I've ever been around, and his guy has played a lot of games. So coach will do a great job as far as practicing and stuff like that, getting both of us ready to go. But my hope is that I am able to go out there and play. But like I said, we'll make the best decision for that at the end of the week.
This is where I'm honestly, I'm not just saying this for effect or anything. I might be a little bit more nervous about facing Carson Wentz in this situation where we haven't seen Carson Wentz, with an Andy Reid directed game plan. And Andy Reid is a guy, if there's one coach I don't want there to all of a sudden be a huge wrinkle for offensively, it's Andy Reid.
For sure.
Because I think Andy Reid could come out and run 25 designed QB run plays in this game and just figure, well, you know, Mahomes isn't going to be out forever. Let's just smoke him while we got him and just get everything we can out of Carson Wentz's athleticism. And it's tough. You know, I think you got to spend this week preparing mostly for Pat Mahomes, but also very aware that you might get into a situation where you're basically playing against the Cliff Kingsbury offense or a Lincoln Riley offense or something that's just a wide open, you know, college style offense with Carson Wentz doing a whole lot of RPOs and everything else.
Yeah, who plays a quarterback for the Chiefs is an intriguing storyline for this game. I think it would be more intriguing if there were higher stakes for the Texans in this game. You know, if the Texans had to have this game,
yeah.
If they had lost the Miami game, and this would, if they lost the Miami game, especially if the Colts had found a way to win, this would feel like a must win, you know, kind of thing. And that would have gotten real interesting. Like, who do you know? Who's going to be in there? You know, Gimpy Mahomes or this potential Carson Wentz ambush?
Yeah.
We know empirically who the better quarterback is, but you're right. Situationally, Wentz being in there would be a fascinating situation.
Mm-hmm. The opportunities for gamesmanship. Last week, the opportunity for gamesmanship was D'Amico withholding the news that Titus Howard is going to be left guard for as long as possible. Aaron Wilson ends up breaking that story on a Friday afternoon or Saturday morning?
Saturday morning.
Not really anything like that going on with the Texans right now. I think most people assume Titus Howard's going to be left guard, which I'm happy about.
Yeah.
I think they need to roll with this configuration and see how Blake Fisher does with it.
I agree.
But the Chiefs have a big chunk of gamesmanship, which is who's the quarterback going to be?
That's a big one. Yeah, that's a big one.
Maybe they've already decided that Pat Mahomes isn't going to play, but they're just really stringing this out.
That'd be smart.
Yeah.
That would be a smart thing to do. The Texans, Saturday noon, kickoff against the Chiefs. You can hear it on Sports Radio 610. All right, news on the Astros front yesterday on something they were pursuing. Is this the most acute sign that we've seen that the golden age of Astros baseball may be over? We'll tell you what that is coming up next.
Fantasy Freaks and Geeks, it's James Kell from the Sleeper King Football Podcast. We all know sleepers can win you championships, but finding these guys takes time. That's where the Sleeper King comes in. Let me do all the research so you don't have to. Every week, I'm going to break down which sleepers you need to pick up off the waiver wire and which surprise deep sleepers could help you win the week. Every episode, just 15 to 20 minutes long, every Tuesday through Friday. Subscribe to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your pods.